Hi, everyone. This is Henesis from Arm Hug Podcasts, and we're here talking with another special guest. We try to feature a lot of subject matter experts in mobile concierge services. And today we have a really incredible person who I met recently. His name is Derek Miles. He is the founder and CEO of CoreMed. So, Derek, can you get us started on why you started CoreMed?
Sure. First of all, thank you so much for giving me a platform to share my heart. My goal is to encourage as many people as humanly possible. So my career got started as a former healthcare executive. I spent about 15 years in some of the nation's largest academic medical centers. And I've only spent maybe a year and a half outside of the C-suite. So I guess people just really recognize my talent. So 13 and a half of the years that I spent in healthcare were in the C-suite. And I remember I became a CEO at the age of 31, but by the time I turned 37, 38, I just realized that healthcare was moving a little bit too slow for my innovative juices. And at the downturn of the economy, I raised my hand. We were letting VPs go, and I was VP number 7. And I decided to become an entrepreneur because all of the innovative ideas that I was recommending to improve service was getting the thumbs down. And I remember it like it was yesterday. We were doing a budget, and in hospital administration, we typically at that time, and I've been out for a while, we relied on physicians' admissions to actually project what our revenue were going to be for the next year. And I made a comment. I was like, man, don't you think we should have revenue coming in from all parts of the country instead of just relying on physicians who are locally? I said, we need to own something. We need to get revenue from Seattle and San Diego and Kansas City and Miami. And people looked at me like I had 3 heads. So what was really in vogue at the time in the downturn of the economy really just got started was crowdsourced delivery, Uber, Lyft, Grubhub, Postmates, et cetera. And then when we looked at healthcare, again, healthcare didn't have anything like that. They were still using mom and pop couriers. So I thought that, hey, we can mesh what Uber, Lyft, Grubhub are doing from a technology standpoint and bring it into healthcare. And that's what we came up with the idea actually in 2015. But everybody who came up with the idea was still working in these kind of like executive jobs. And then we just made a decision in 2017 that I would focus on CoreMed full time. So we launched the company in 2018, and we thought that we would be delivering like patient specimens. But I got connected to a concierge physician, and that concierge physician visit actually lasted like an hour, and I really enjoyed it. So it was totally different than being in a physician's office when I had insurance, where I was paying through insurance instead of paying cash. When I had insurance, I was only in the doctor's office 15 minutes max, and I was gone. When I was paying cash, I was able to spend more time with the physician. They was asking me more about my history, my family's history, and my children. I really liked that, and I'm like, hey, can I extend that experience to the pharmacy? So I get in contact with this local community pharmacy, and I go in, same thing. The guy's chatting me up about my experience, and he says, hey, what do you do for a living? And I'm like, well, I have this really innovative idea on how we can, you know, use Uber and Lyft-like technology to deliver healthcare items. And he says, really, I like the idea. If you made 2 changes, or if you made 2 things that I can make sure when you make deliveries, you can start delivering prescriptions for us. I'm like, really? I said, would you teach me? He said, sure. And we started doing a pilot. And in the next 2 weeks, the guy hires us to start delivering prescriptions for his pharmacy. Then all these other independent pharmacies found out about it, and they started hiring us. One of the major things happened for us was a company called McKesson moved their national headquarters from San Francisco to Dallas, where we are and where I am physically today. And they gave us access to thousands of independent pharmacies across the country in 2019. So McKesson is the largest independent operator of independent pharmacies in the country. So within 30 days of going to that conference with McKesson, we improved our revenue by 100%, and we really got going. But it was the pandemic where the big companies started to notice who we were. So we got a call from Microsoft one day, like, hey, can you guys deliver vaccines? And we're like, we never did it before, but we'll give it a shot. They invested in us. Then we got a call from Google, hey, can you guys deliver IVs? we're like, we've never done it before, we'll give it a shot. They invested in us. But it was really Amazon. It was a personal friend who I've known for many, many years of working with Amazon. And she said, Derek, there's this platform to help people get better when they get COVID-19. It's called monoclonal antibodies. We're too big. You guys are more nimble than us. Let's pilot and see if we can do constant delivery of monoclonal antibodies to people's homes once they get COVID. And we saw such a difference in our revenue from, you know, a couple bucks delivering prescriptions to thousands of dollars delivering services. And that was the day we realized that, hey, we need to switch our model up. But to me, and I think I shared this with you before, it was November of 2021 when we got a call from this executive that lived in Detroit, went down to Mexico for a business and probably some pleasure as well, got COVID in the process. And his doctor tells him he needs a monoclonal antibody. They didn't have monoclonal antibodies in Mexico. So I don't know how he found us, but he found us. And he asked us, hey, can you guys get me a monoclonal antibody? And I'm like, sure, we can do it, but it's not going to be cheap. We got to put a nurse on a plane. She has to have security and transportation and a place to stay. We have to ship the product and ice. He says, how much are you going to charge me? And I'm like, well, $15,000. And he said, deal. And that was the day that we realized that we were not going to be delivering prescriptions anymore. We're going to be delivering concierge healthcare services. So we totally shut that other model down, delivering prescriptions. Now we work with physicians and nurse practitioners and nurses and phlebotomists to provide concierge services in people's homes. And where we are today, we're excited mostly because our customers are what you call bulge bracket banks, and their customers must have $1 million in investable assets to be their client. And since we have the same customer now, we utilize the relationship with the bulge bracket banks to provide this concierge level of service to their affluent customers. So I know that was a long-winded answer, but I wanted to give you a little background to who I am and how I got started and how CoreMed got started and where we are today.
Yeah, thank you. And I also wanted you to add what you told me, that you work with specific groups that also support you. Can you talk a little bit about why?
Yes. So I was thinking about this morning. You know, as a founder, you kiss a lot of frogs, right? You're throwing a lot of rice on the wall, trying to see what works and what doesn't work. So we realize now we found our product market fit. And what we realize is that we only work with individuals who help us grow. So I'll show you the story. So when it comes to our insurance, we need all types of insurance. We have D&O insurance to make sure we protect our board, just in case anything, we get a lawsuit, our board members don't get sued. We have key man life insurance on me, just in case I get hit by a bus or something like that. We have to go out and recruit someone to replace me to keep the company going. And then personal insurance on me. Again, if I get hit by the bus, who's going to take care of my family? So we made a decision just recently that we're going to move that business from one insurance company who's just taking our money to another insurance company that has actively been engaged in helping us to raise funds, helping us to grow our company. To me, that's a partnership so that we both benefit. Similar to what I said about the bulge bracket banks, that's a partnership where we both win. They have customers who want concierge services, so they utilize CoreMed. We both win. So on the insurance side, even though I need insurance for my company, by having a big name insurance company who goes out and say, hey, when it comes to someone getting a $1 million policy for insurance, let's provide them a concierge level of service. Let's use CoreMed instead. If they have a $250,000 service, let's use the current practice. But if they have a seven figure policy, let's use CoreMed. So that's our philosophy in everything we do. If you support us, we support you. So as I mentioned before, I'm a former healthcare executive. So my network is really, really deep. And I have the ability just, you know, to shoot an email, to pick up a phone, to send a text message to be able to help people. And that's where I am in life. I mean, I've been able to experience a lot of things. Now that I'm over 50, now it's really about serving others and encouraging others at this part of my life.
Yeah. Yeah, I just hope people that are listening are taking into account, like, the people that are around you that want to support you, let them.
Yes.
I know myself, I experienced that barrier, and like, we forget sometimes that what we're trying to do is real, and there are people that do care.
Yes.
So can you talk a little bit about what CoreMed is?
Yeah, so at the foundation of what we do, I would share this story first. So when they look at the word core med, most people get it wrong. They think it's courier med, you know, C-O-U-R, but that's not it. When you look at the word encouragement, smack in the dab of the word encouragement is C-O-U-R. So what we realize, now everybody can't be a customer of core med because our customers, right? Where our customers fit. But one thing that we do know where you can participate in what we're doing is that everyone needs a word of encouragement. I can guarantee you there's an area in your life that you wish was better. And if you had a word of encouragement, it'll help you go. The book that I read, which sells more copies than any other book, says that we should encourage each other daily, but we don't. So within Core Med, with our platform, what we decided to do, we deliver this really high-end concierge service, but when embedded in the technology, in those milestone deliveries, there's a message of encouragement. So we send out thousands of messages of encouragement on a daily basis because we don't know where people are, but we just want to give them a word of encouragement, right? So that is a foundation of what we do, and everybody can participate in that. But Core Med, as I mentioned before, we started off as a prescription delivery company, but now we're in the space where we deliver all types of high-end concierge services. It can be as basic as someone, they're from Switzerland, they're in Miami. They don't have access to a physician. They may need to do a telehealth visit. So they don't have to spend the time. They could be a customer of Morgan Stanley Reserve. They could be a Morgan Stanley Reserve client, like, hey, I'm in Miami. My husband stubbed his toe and it's really hurting. So we want to be able to talk to a physician or a nurse practitioner in a quick hurry up. So I'll get in contact with Core Med. We'll set that telehealth consultation up that they can do. And they're from Switzerland. Or they could be from Switzerland and they're in Miami for F1. And it's hot as Hades in Miami, especially if you're from Switzerland. You're dehydrated. So you need an IV. I want to get a hydration IV. Get in contact with Core Med. We'll provide a nurse practitioner or a nurse or whatever to come out to your luxury hotel, your luxury condo to provide that service for you. So if you want to get your teeth clean, right? Wow. So for me, I'm very cognizant because I do spend a lot of time on media. I get my teeth clean 3 times a year instead of twice a year, right? You don't have to leave your home anymore. We can send a dental assistant to your home and clean your teeth. So just think of anything that you used to leave your house for in the past, you don't have to. You can stay in the comfort of your home, luxury hotel, luxury condo, in the office or on the go, and Core Med can have a healthcare professional come to you and provide that service. It is a cash-based business. We don't take any type of insurance. The reason that we do it that way, because as I mentioned before, I'm a former healthcare executive, and I'm accustomed to sitting around the table and having discussions of, man, how do we improve our payer mix? And one of the best payer mixes that most people don't talk about is self-pay, not people with no money, but people who pay cash, cash pay. So when a person pays cash, we were willing as an organization to give them discounts. Why would we give them a discount? Because we get the money quicker. If you use any type of insurance, it takes, 30, 40, 50 days to get those monies to come in. And it's not guaranteed you're not going to get reimburse the price that you put on the bill. It's going to be a percentage of it. So with cash, you know exactly what you bill you're going to get paid, and you're going to get paid immediately. So we only accept cash. And a reason that we only accept cash is because we want to be able to provide motivation to our healthcare professionals. So a healthcare professional went to work on an assignment in a nursing unit. She works 8 hours. She's not getting paid that day. She may get paid in 2 weeks, right? And the fact that she's working with insured patients, they're not coming out of their pocket, they don't have the ability to get tips. So our platform allows them to get tips. So what we've learned is people with means or affluent are so, what word can I use here? Appreciative of you saving them time, they're willing to tip. So again, in the technology, after you complete your concierge visit through Core Med, it gives that customer opportunity to tip you. So not only do you get paid for that service you provide that day, if you provide outstanding service and that customer tips you, you get tipped that same day as well. Wow. So just to bring it all back in, we just innovated the platform that anyone from a healthcare, especially not anything really acute, but entry-level healthcare needs and wellness, they can get in the customer of their home, luxury hotel, office, or on the go. And that's what CoreMet does today.
Yeah. And that's amazing, right? Because it gives everybody else who's listening here an opportunity to learn where the industry is going.
Yes.
People like yourself who are driving it to go mobile, because people keep telling me, you know, is it a fad? Is it something that we should be expecting to see leave us anytime soon after COVID? It's still here.
We've gotten calls from all over the world. People who wanted to bring CoreMed into London. We've treated patients in China, Switzerland, Mexico, Brazil, especially during COVID-19. People kept finding us. So that's why we're really excited to partner up with companies like Goldman Sachs. So I will have to share that, you know, not all of our journey has been exciting. I do want to share some of the downturns or some of the trials and tribulations we experienced, even though we have partners or investors like Microsoft and Google and partners like Goldman Sachs, we still had to experience some trials and tribulations. So I'll talk about that. But today we're really excited that we have a partner like Goldman Sachs who, when they introduce us to a VC group, that VC picks up the phone, right? And they're really interested in our platform, and it's going to help us recover from having a bad investor experience.
Can you talk a little bit about the bad experiences?
Yeah, so I mean, there's been many, right? So when you look, say for instance, if you look me up online, there's a bunch of articles, but there's also a bunch of trials and tribulations that never get talked about. I say for every article on me, there's probably been 10 bad experiences that we had to overcome. And I wrote something on LinkedIn today that we are overcomers. So in spite of the trials and tribulations, we still have the ability to overcome. So what we're dealing with right now is that we raised $3 million from a group, and that group changed their mind. They put in 10% of the $3 million and totally pretty much just walked away. I'm not gonna get into all the details, but remember what I said, when we got in contact with them, we had made a decision like, hey, we found something. Let's put this other business to bed and let's grow this new book of business. So. Right. We put the other business to bed. Now we got a new investor. Now we're really pushing forward with this new platform, and then they pull out. So that hurt really, really bad. And we spent months trying to work ourselves out of that situation. And one day I get connected to Goldman Sachs. They hear my story. They like it. They like our platform. They're like, hey, this can really be beneficial to our customers and our clients. And 3 weeks later, I'm having breakfast with the CEO of Goldman Sachs, David Solomon. Yeah. So we're really excited about that. But it happened because we had to overcome, right? It was a situation that was in front of us. If we just sat back and did nothing, being honest, CoreMed wouldn't exist today. But we kept pounding pavement. We were telling our story about what happened to us. And then after Goldman Sachs, then JP Morgan Chase say, hey, we like this. Morgan Stanley say, hey, we like this. UBS say, hey, we like this. Bank of America say, hey, we like this. So that's a story of overcoming that I do want to share with your audience. Yeah, it's not going to always be peachy and cream as a startup founder, regardless of who your partners are, you're going to have to overcome in situations.
Yeah, it's a risk you take, right? Because you're hoping that partner is in with you all the way. And sometimes they could always decide not to be. So don't let that whole like striking out leave you from ever playing, right? So I'm glad that you still persevered and still kept telling your story, because it's almost like you manifested a great one.
Yeah, just can't give up, right? So again, I go back to that book that sells more copies than any other book. It says that we will succeed if we faint not. So the thing that we didn't do is quit. So we just don't have that in us is to quit. So pretty excited about where we are today. Know that there's going to be other trials and tribulations that pop up, and we just continue to overcome.
And so I guess today, are you hiring physicians for your platform? Curious how that works. Do you guys do like the background checks?
So we have partners. So we don't do anything as far as providing services at all. At the end of the day, CoreMed's a platform. We connect affluent clients with high-level providers. So it could be a physician or a nurse practitioner or a nurse or a podiatrist, any of those individuals who have agreed to provide a concierge level service to a patient that we send to them. And then we use the CoreMat platform to connect them. And then that CoreMat platform provides milestone updates to that client who requested the service. So we have partners. So after our call today, I'll be on the phone with our IV partner, a national IV partner. So if someone needs an IV, it's the same partner that we use in all 50 states to provide that IV for that particular client. And then we split the bill because they have to actually vet that nurse who's actually providing that service. They have to do the background check, make sure he or she has insurance. So when the payment comes in, we split it three ways. CoreMat gets a piece because we provided you the patient. We've done all that work, right? Then the healthcare professional gets a piece, and that person who actually provided us the healthcare professional actually get a piece as well.
Yeah.
So it keeps us out of providing a service. We're a software company, a healthcare platform at the end of the day.
Any advice for service companies that would want to work with a platform? Is that something that would you think happen in the future? Or because there's a lot of independent phlebotomists, right? Or there's independent nurses out there. Should they become more accessible to platforms like yours?
Oh, absolutely. They can manage their time. They're in charge of their day, especially.
And I was just going to say, where would they find platforms like this?
Well, so that was one of the things, again, part of the trial and tribulation for us, because we had all this money set aside for marketing, because we thought, man, 6 months ago, everybody would have heard of CoreMat because we had, you know, millions of dollars coming in. We would have been able to help tell the story. We're just starting to tell the story in 2023. That was in May 2022 when we were ready to just really launch. But here we are in January 2023, and you're ready to tell that story. So I'll be in Miami this week working with the city of Miami. After that, it's Miami Herald, CNBC, just all these different platforms that we have developed a relationship with over the past year that we're finally ready to start telling that story. But the benefits are, say, for instance, if you're a nurse and nurses typically work 36 hours, well, that's only 3 days. That gives them 4 additional days. If they want to make additional revenue for themselves, generate some cash, they can get on a platform like CoreMat. And they can go in and put their schedule into the CoreMat app so we know that they're available. Or they can just, you know, have access to the CoreMat app and they just shift, move it to the right and say, hey, I'm available to do some concierge administrations here in Miami or New York or Los Angeles, right? And then I can then say, if I just want to make some extra money, I get paid that same day. I want to take my family out to dinner. I make money that same day. I get tipped. To me, it's a win-win-win. And I believe that's why I strongly believe that we are a billion-dollar acquisition target. One day, I already have an idea of who those potential acquirers are, but I do believe that concierge healthcare and wellness will become a service line in hospitals. But again, hospitals are slow to innovate, so they don't see it yet. By the time they see it, it'll be too late.
Yeah, and like I think we talked about before, that a lot of them are probably going to start mobile services.
Yeah, they have to.
Yeah.
Or they'll be stuck with just being, you know, highly acute care business. And that's very expensive to provide. So a lot of the, you know, the word that we used to use is cherry picking, right? So you have lots of doctors now who are opening up their own outpatient clinics. So a number of those surgeries are being cherry picked off by outpatient centers. Hospitals need to start thinking about services that they need to get into before they just get cherry picked out of the business. And I just read something recently, for 7 months in a row, hospitals have been in the red.
Yeah. And I get calls all the time, people that want to leave and they want to learn more about resources to start their own business, learn about platforms like yours, because they're ready. They're ready to just not have so many bad experiences in patient care, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, so I read an article not too long ago that last year over 177,000 MDs left the field. 177,000 left, right? So what are they going to do? They can become a concierge physician and they can do the services and be totally in control Or, I mean, here's the other opposite for the physicians, but they don't want to do this. I mean, you can go out and get a loan and open up your own hospital, but as long as the hospital are paying for the employees, they're paying for all the devices and they're paying for the equipment, they're paying for the lights, you have to work with the hospital. Being a former hospital administrator, I see it all the time. And I see even on the internet, a bunch of physicians are complaining about the hospitals and working with administrators where they're putting out hundreds of millions of dollars to give you a place to practice. Unless you're willing to go and get hundreds of millions of dollars, you have to work with them. But you don't have to. If you want to set out a shingle and say, I want to be a concierge physician, I want to work with CoreMed. Now you're in charge of your day. You get paid every day for services that you're out. So we see ourselves as a very relevant platform today and a very relevant in years to come.
And what is something that we can do to support you? The people who are listening at ArmHub, we definitely are going to be supporting you and reaching out and, you know, referring you people, because I think what you're doing is super important.
Well, there's two ways, right? Because again, not everybody's going to qualify to work with CoreMed or be a patient. So the first thing I said is that everyone needs a word of encouragement, right? So we actually have what we call CoreMed swag. I can send you the link. If you believe that people need to be encouraged on a daily basis, we can send you the link and you can just buy a shirt. It's that simple. Hey, I'm not worth $1 million. I can't be a client, right? Well, if I buy a CoreMed shirt, help us to let people know that you believe that people need to be encouraged. Outside of that, I mean, if you are a healthcare professional, you have your own insurance, you have your own license, come work with us. I mean, that's the best thing I'm thinking about is, hey, let's make money together. Let's provide encouraging experiences together to grow the platform. Those are two things I say that people can help us with.
And then last question, any advice for new entrepreneurs that hope to, I guess, be in business as long as you have?
I say this a lot. Learn how to sell.
That's good.
Yeah. So when it comes to raising money, when it comes to developing partnerships, they're like, Derek, you're the best at it. I'm like, no, not really. I just learned to develop partnerships where we both benefit. You will never see me come into a partnership where I'm the only one benefiting. I'm always thinking of a way that you get benefit and I get benefit. And as a result, then that determines a partnership. But you have to be able to sell. So you have these numbers out about African Americans raising venture capital. And there's a lot of truth to that, because I used to get questions around my ability to run the company. And I worked at the top in healthcare organizations for like 15 years, and they're still questioning if I know what I'm doing, really. But it's the ability to sell, and you don't have to pitch everyone. I think you need to spend more time and really detail those VCs that have the thesis that actually meshes up with your thesis. You're going to get no's anyway, but you'll get less no's if that thesis matches up with what you're currently doing, and the ability to sell it and have, say for me, I have a lot of chutzpah. I really feel deep down in my soul that this is an answer to a lot of people's issues and problems. And I like to say this, right? They said, Derek, why do you work with affluent people? Well, let me tell you why I work with affluent people. Because when I had a 3-story home in Chicagoland, and I had a 3-story townhome in North Carolina and a Range Rover in the driveway, I got so discouraged in my life one day that I thought I was going to end my life. No, I was about to end my life. And you would have think I had everything, but I learned at that time, regardless of where you are financially, there's times where you can get really, really discouraged. Yeah. And I had a mentor of mine in Australia. He told me this story one day. He says, Derek, if I drove up to the church and my Bentley, nobody will offer me any help. They have no clue what I'm dealing with. But if I change my clothes and I look like a hobo, they will offer me all kinds of services. They'll come in and, you know, pull me down to the front of the church. Do I need this? Do I need that? Because for some reason, people in this world believe that once you fix the money problem, that all your problems go away. That is not true. So who is out there providing the encouragement for the people who've already solved the money problem? If that was the case, I just hate to say this, did you know the guy from Dave & Buster's, Mr. Buster, committed suicide last week?
Wow.
Dave & Buster's is world renowned. Well, definitely United States. People know about Dave & Buster's, right? Guy named Twitch. I don't watch TV too much, right? Twitch. He committed suicide. Yeah. Kate Spade. She has her products all over the world. Committed suicide. Anthony Bourdain, world famous chef, travels around the world, committed suicide. Robin Williams committed suicide. These people had it all, but they got discouraged. Their spirit got discouraged and they decided to take their life. So within CoreMed, again, that's why we send out messages. We don't know where you are, but we want to give you a message of encouragement, regardless, to lift up your spirit.
Thank you. Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you so much for all this information. I'm still processing it. I think what you're providing today is an amazing service, and it's going to continue to grow. It will. Yes. And I think with the support of people around you to continue talking about it, you know, give testimonials, reach out if there's anything we can do to, if there's anybody on here that you feel that maybe might benefit from this, like refer to them this video or audio, whatever, however you're listening to us today. So thank you, Derek, again, and I appreciate your time today.
Hey, one more shout out. One shout out to HBCUVC. They recently identified CoreMed, myself, and Bethune-Cookman University hitting the $1 million founder club. So again, someone who supports us, we support them. So shout out to HBCU Venture Capital. Thank you.